AP News for Friday, January 17th. I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's cabinets approved the Gaza ceasefire deal that would pause the fighting and release dozens of hostages held by militants, along with Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Adi Alexander, the father of American hostage Eden Alexander, says he's optimistic.
Only when I'll see him, I'll know exactly that this is done.
Or Joe Fetterman on other terms.
The deal calls for a six-week halt in fighting beginning on Sunday. Israeli troops will begin to pull back from their positions, and hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians can begin to go back to their former homes. The international community also will pour large amounts of desperately needed humanitarian aid into Gaza.
President-elect Trump will take the oath of office from inside the Capitol Rotunda Monday due to forecasts of intense cold weather. Sagar Magani reports that means thousands will not see it the way they'd hoped.
Roughly 250,000 have tickets to watch from around the Capitol grounds. Tens of thousands more were expected in general admission areas or along the inaugural parade route. Trump says some backers can watch the ceremony from Washington's Capitol One Arena and says he will stop by after taking the oath.
The Supreme Court's upheld the federal law that would ban TikTok effective Sunday, and Haya Pendrani has the outcome of a lawsuit against CNN.
A jury in Panama City, Florida, found CNN defamed a U.S. Navy veteran in a 2021 story about people paid to rescue endangered Afghans following the Taliban takeover. The jury awarded $5 million in damages to Zachary Young, who blamed CNN for destroying his business. I'm Haya Pendrani.
A bit of baseball news.
Prize Japanese pitcher Roki Sasaki says he intends to sign with the World Series champion Dodgers. A 23-year-old right-hander whose fastball tops out at 100 miles per hour, Sasaki will join fellow Japanese stars Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto in a move that many baseball executives have long expected. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. A big musical lineup for inauguration weekend.
Kid Rock.
I bet you like my redneck paradise.
Rascal Flatts.
I got a I'm sorry.
And Jason Aldean.
Let your boys be country.
Just three of the big name performers will be in Washington, D.C. to perform on Donald Trump's Inauguration Day Monday or events over the weekend. On Sunday, Lee Greenwood will be at a Make America Great Again rally at Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. He says he's excited to sing yet again for his friend Donald Trump. Aldean, a five-time Grammy nominee, is scheduled to perform at the Liberty Ball Monday night alongside the Village People. Earlier in the day, Carrie Underwood will sing America the Beautiful at Trump's swearing-in ceremony. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.